Ex-social worker must pay $3 million to counsel woman in false child abuse report case, the ruling sends a powerful message. By Amy Furr on January 23, 2023. An ex-social worker must pay $3 million in damages per a defamation case involving a city leader, thanks to a judge in Arapahoe County, Colorado. Fox News reported Monday. Former Arapahoe County social worker Robin Nicita was arrested in May of last year and charged with a felony count of suspicion of attempting to influence a public servant and a misdemeanor count of making a false report about child abuse. The report claimed that Aurora Councilwoman Danielle Jarinski inappropriately touched her own toddler. The tip was made on January 28, one day after Jarinski went on a radio show to speak out against then-Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson. She described the city's top police officer as trash who needed to be ousted over allegedly throwing police officers under the bus, overseeing the city facing mounting shootings, as well as police staffing shortages. At the time, Jarinski was unaware the police chief and Nicita were in a relationship. The report noted, adding Wilson was later fired for unrelated issues with Nicita, whom she is no longer dating. Officials opened an investigation into the matter once Nicita allegedly filed the anonymous tip, and Jarinski was later cleared. "All I can say is this is a parent's worst nightmare to get a call like I got," Jarinski said during a press conference in May. CBS Colorado reported Jarinski believes it was retaliation for her outspoken criticism of Wilson. The tip against Jarinski was allegedly made from Nicita's own cell phone, and she has since been charged with filing a false report and pleaded not guilty to criminal charges last month, the Fox report said. The recent lawsuit against Nicita that resulted in the judge's ruling was for slander, libel, and outrageous conduct. In a social media post Saturday, Jarinski thanked her supporters, writing, "The ruling in this civil matter sends a powerful message and will follow my accuser for life. I am so grateful to Arapahoe County Judge Elizabeth Bowles. Nicita's trial, set for May, will consider the criminal charges." Breitbart News reported in August the ex-child protective worker was accused of making sexual advances toward parents and caretakers under investigation for child abuse allegations. A lawsuit claimed Nicita tried to separate the adults from their children when they refused those alleged advances. Per the lawsuit, she allegedly tried to have sexual relations with parents and caretakers she was investigating by offering alcohol at her home and also offering her personal contact information. She was accused of knowingly and intentionally introducing false evidence, including fabricated investigative reports, conclusions and altered statements of parents, caretakers and other witnesses into investigatory and judicial proceedings.